Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Something has been on my mind for a while. Is God dealing with me? And you see, you can only share what you know. And when I say no, I mean specific knowledge. I mean revelation knowledge. It's basically what we already sang about. Colossians 3:1. It's been it for me. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Yes, it reads. If then, it's not enough to read it, it's not enough to just say it. If then, you were raised with Christ, then seek those things which are above, not those things which are beneath. So what do you seek after? What constitutes your seeking in life? If indeed you have been raised. Verse 2. Or really, still continue rather, verse 1. Things which are above, where Christ is. Because if you have been raised with Christ, it's only natural to seek things where Christ is. The things where Christ is. Sitting at the right hand of God. Verse 2. Set your mind. You will never seek anything successfully except as your mind is stayed on it. Set your mind how? Above. It didn't say set your leg. It didn't say set your head. Set your mind. Your whole body, your whole life, even your eternity will be affected by where your mind takes you. If your mind is just critical, that's the result you're going to get. If your mind is excited about the above position, that's what you will get. Set your mind. Why? Because in setting your mind, you are seeking. Isn't it amazing that people go throughout their lives studying in the university, first degree, second degree, doctorate degree. They go beyond doctorate degree. They do researches all on this thing. I'm not joking. And don't kid yourself. There are some facts that they will tell you that is true. Why? Because they got it from here. But the only flaw is that they don't know where to tie it to. Doesn't the Bible say that as a man thinks in his heart, that's what you're going to become in life? Doesn't the Bible say that if you don't keep your mind, discipline yourself, to discipline your mind will lead you to where you don't want? It's not enough to know what you want by reading the Bible or by reading books or by looking at people. How do you get there? Discipline your mind. We were watching a program on holidays. They said, dine abroad. And you know, they invite friends to come and dine. Four people, I will cook, all of you will come to my house, then he will cook, all of us will go there, then we'll score. And we're watching this particular guy. And this guy was just, some people were just on him, and he had the most horrible attitude. Given that he was being attacked, his attitude was the worst I've ever seen. You just knew that he would fail. He would come last. Not for any reason. We're going to look at talents about the best. We're going to look at giftings about looks about the best. But attitude, zero. You know where that is coming from? Wrong mindset. They're abusing all of us. Isn't all of us? Why are you the one dying? Because they're abusing all of us. You think others aren't feeling it? So can I talk to you about this for some few minutes? You know, in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 13. Because you see, anything that you see us teach in the New Testament, or that I see really taught in the New Testament, it is taught pictorially in the Old Testament. Clearly, with patterns. Exodus 14. And it reads, verse 13. And Moses said to the children of Israel, or to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the redemption, the salvation, the deliverance of God. Stand and see of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you when I can hear you. I hope I'm winning some people right now to me. I know your problem has been for years. I know when you analyze where we are today and what has been and what may be, you can't see deliverance in the next 10 years. As a matter of fact, you don't even see it in your life. You are afraid for your grandchildren. I understand that. But I hope by the grace of God, I will break that and let you see that deliverance is now. In the name of Jesus. He's not going to die. He has died and resurrected. The work is finished. Don't postpone your day of deliverance. So he said to them, see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today, for you shall see again no more. For the Egyptians, rather, whom you see today, you shall see again no more. It even stopped there. It said, forever. There are certain things that has plagued your life as far as you can remember. Because your daddy, your mommy, your grandfather, I say after today in the name of Jesus, you will never see it again. And forever it will disappear. Why should your father's problems now destroy your own future? What a nonsense. You are as acidic as acid because your father was a very sad man. What a nonsense. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Because you live among critical people, they never see anything good anywhere. Anywhere they go, no matter how good. They go there because it's good. When they get there, they become the number one critical person. And then they criticize the place, want to make it to where they are coming from. That place is good. Let's go there. Yeah. They are the ones that we criticize. They will kill it with their mouth. But you are better known that no. Before everybody arrived, God has been doing this. I'm not about to give up that. So you refuse to bear the name God has not called you. Mindset! Who will give me a job? See the way you're thinking. How do you know that God wants you to do a job? What if you are the one to give jobs? But all you know is that somebody must hire you and give you peanuts. That's all you know. Have you observed that? In your place of work, there are certain people you don't move near. Because nobody is good there. That place is horrible. That place is bad. As far as some group of people are concerned, do you know that you can never pray for the well-being of a people except to love them? Do you know that sometimes when you are praying, God will tell you that you are wasting your time. You thought the prayer to be answered. Nigeria, useless place. To a Yankee. What a Yankee? Even the blacks who are citizens, go ask them, they will tell you. If you're saying all kinds, and when you get to Yankee, you are worse than them there. You have no status, nothing. And you use your mouth to kill where God will make you a king. I say, let us pray. Shakata. God knows that you are wasting your time. You know you are wasting your time. Pray for your family. Why are you wasting your time? Let me tell you this. What you are critical about, you can't expect good from it. You can't pray good for it. Better make up your mind to enjoy your siblings and your family. And let God's glory blow open over your life and family. You hate your mother. Hear you talk. And yes, your ministry will tell you that your father's house is your problem, your mother's house is your problem, your siblings are your problem. Don't ever talk to them again, never see them again. How can you prosper? You live the rest of your life running from people and suspecting people. I'm not saying that trouble may not come from your home. Let it come. You are the light of the world. Know who you are. Be the source of change. So where is your confidence in your God? Mind. Okay. So he tell them, stand still and see salvation of the Lord, which he would offer for you when? Today. For the Egyptians which you see today, you will see no more. So I started praying a prayer. And I was led by the Spirit. You can argue all you want, that's your business. Talk to God yourself. But hear me if you want to move on. Any unrepentant evil that is covenanted to bring you down. I mean covenanted. Believe you me, the only escape for that person or group of people or that is to repent, is to accept Jesus, and God will love them and use them. Otherwise, every aim of the devil against you, every weapon, I turn it back now 7 times in Jesus' name. One, Ibonwe, lie, Lord of Majesty. I'm speaking Bible. But there's a way of escape for them if they will repent. If they don't repent, then I'll show you here. Like it is to the Egyptians, they will not only fear, they will be buried behind you. And it is forever. Okay, so why will Moses say, stand still? Because God had concluded matter. This, if you look at the context of what we are reading, if you go to verses 1 to 4 of chapter 14, look at it. I want you to see something. Chapter 14, verses 1 to 4. Exodus. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel that they turn. Who spoke to Moses? 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 So when Moses was talking to them, was he talking of his own accord? All right. Speak to that they turn and come by Herod between Victor. Yeah. You shall come before it by the sea. Go ahead. For Pharaoh will then think and say of the children of Israel, they are bewildered. Can you imagine? The devil thinks too much of himself. By the land and wilderness has closed them in. Go ahead. Then I will harden Pharaoh's heart so that he will pursue them. So God knows that they will pursue. Why? I will harden his heart. Who directed where they will be? God. What did he say? Tell them to turn. They turned. Tell them to camp. They camped. Okay, go ahead. Then I will harden Pharaoh's heart so that he will pursue them, and I will give honor over, I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over his army, and that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. So in other words, in these first four verses, we see the conclusion of what God is going to do. He has said it to them before, that I'm taking you to a land flowing with milk and honey, as promised by covenant to your forefathers. And you know the way he went about it? The miracles, it was serious. I mean, God proved himself. Let me tell you this, God will do, look, he will do much more for some people here. In the name of Jesus, people will just begin to wonder that we don't understand why we don't understand. As a matter of fact, I was coming today, the Lord reminded me, he said, you know why I gave you to preach that message? I said, which message? He said, the uncertainty of certainty, December 31st. I just said, let me preach something that will excite them. He said, talk to them about it. I said, what? He said, things are going down. They were, if you are waiting for things to come back to normal in the world and in your nation, say, forget it. It will not really get back there. Things will improve, but it will not get back there again. But let me tell you this, for covenant children of God, you will get beyond that.
Amen.
And that's prophecy. They that know their God will be strong and they will do exploits.
Yes.
So I was listening yesterday. China. The middle class that is holding China. They're disappearing. Just one move. Turkey. Disappearing. So the whole world is like, what is happening again? When we thought we are coming out of recession, things are shaking again. Because man doesn't have the answer. So it behooves the children of God today to become very discerning. You have to know. And don't fret yourself because of you doers. You want to be like them because I want to keep on studying. In the kingdom of God, we grow steadily. It's in the world. You go, fiam, and they make so much noise and disturb everybody. I'm talking about, fiam, disappear. That's the world. That's not God. So God has concluded what he will do here. If you still go back, he has said it even in chapter 13, verses 17. He said, look, I'm not going to lead them in the shortcut. I'm not going to lead them in the obvious part. He said, I will lead them the long way. Why? I don't want them to see war. If you look from verse 17 of 13. He said, why? Because I don't want them to get to see war and then change their minds. Please, hello, church, are you hearing me? No matter the wonderful work God has done, he will sustain you by his spirit through your mind. I don't want them to change their mind when they see war. Scriptures upon scriptures. Where, even right there at the Red Sea in chapter 14, guess what they said? Those who saw all the 10 wonders of God in Egypt, those who saw overnight, they became the richest in the land. Overnight! Not one was sick overnight. They now got to the Red Sea. They said, didn't we tell you, are there no graves in Egypt? We have told you to leave us to die there. Can't you? So, why do you think that Moses would say, stand still? To shift their perspectives. To anchor it where it is real. Where it becomes unshakable. Where it is solid on the promise of God and the word of God. Because troubles will come. And when troubles come, I should have gone back to where I belong. Where do you belong? Where are those there? Egypt? Egypt that has been plundered? That's where you want to go back to? I see the heart of man is deceitful above and desperately weak. Can you see the mind? You see the mind? I gave scriptures in the first service. Maybe I just give the scriptures because of time. God help me. Numbers 14, 1 to 4. Write it down. Go and read that home. You see, there he talks specifically about their minds and talk about this even situation. Deuteronomy 1 from 26. There, you know, Moses was saying, he said, look, all this while I keep telling you, you keep on changing, you keep on twisting, you keep on turning here and there. I told you what God, you saw what he has done. I told you what he has said. I told you what he has done, but you don't just hold it. He said, now God is angry. He said, now let me tell you guys, this is not for you, never for you, in the name of Jesus. You are the redeemed of the Lord. He said to them, he said, none of you will get to the land. You always went back in your mind. Now you got what your mind has been giving you. Almost 3 million people, only 2 men entered. They all died because they were constantly returning in their minds. And the two, it was clear. They said, we are more than able. God said it, we can take it. We saw the Anakims, we saw the giants, we saw them, but God said it, we can take it. God said, yes, go ahead and take it. So it does not matter what the multitude is doing. It doesn't matter at all. If you are going to walk the supernatural, no man. I should be afraid of man. To walk the supernatural means that you are ready to give everything to God. You only fear God. You honor men. And when you fear God, you honor God's men. You honor leaders. When you indeed, it's not a sheer braggado. But no man intimidates you from doing what God has called you to do. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 26, Moses told them, say, you see what you've done? You know what another thing said? He said, even you people are the reason why God said, even him, Moses, will not get there. So it was your complaints and your constant returning in your mind. Your mind is your problem. Your mind defeated you. Set your mind on things above. Not he doesn't like me. She hates me. What's wrong with me? Petty. When you are seated above. Pastor, you get angry, but you see, you're a man of God. You easily forgive and you go ahead. I say, So I'll be wrestling with that small girl. Saying rubbish about herself, not to me. I will now blow what God is doing. I'll not magic. I beg. After a while, she will be tired. Her mouth will pain her. She will shut up. Because God's mouth doesn't pain him. He's constantly talking. I want to hear God more. He says, stand still and see. Why stand still? Because when troubles come, people panic. Psalm 46, 10 and 11. Be still and know. Hello. Isaiah 28. He that believeth does not make haste. Come on. Isaiah 30. It is in quietness and in confidence that your strength will manifest. It's not, should you want, have you heard? I'm going to do something. Anything you do out of panic is failure. So Moses continued, and Moses said to them, hallelujah, you just need to get last the Sunday before I left and Get Thursday showers. Get this morning. Get this. Put them all together. Believe me, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, not because Taiwo is preaching it. I'm telling you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that died and resurrected for you. I didn't die for you. Believe me, you will move forward. This is the word of God. You will move forward. Please, rise up to be the man God has made you. I'm not a small boy anymore. I'm not a small girl anymore. When I was a child, I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. I babbled like a child. But now that I'm an adult, I have left behind all childish things. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which will accomplish for you today, 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 today. Don't postpone it. Today, 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 today. You know that today, you know what defined that today for them? That today for them, Pharaoh followed them into the Red Sea. That today was like they were going to die. That today, the Red Sea was parted. That today, the cloud that moved ahead of them came behind them. That today, that cloud tortured Pharaoh. That today, they walked on dry ground and crossed. That today, Pharaoh was behind them, and forever they never saw him again. That today, stand still, stop all the noise, stop all the take God by his word. Once we were somewhere, it was Pastor Bimbo, blessed memory. Bimbo's ministry was unique. None like it in Africa at that time. I'm not exaggerating. But God will confirm that it was in heaven. We were starting forum, and when people began to get up to attack women in ministry, attack and attack and attack, she said, please, let's go. I said, no, let's stay. By the time she said, I think I should stop this ministry. I said, stop what? God knows I'm not preaching me now. Please bear with me if I'm impressing you. I don't intend to. Because right there, as they were talking, I was listening, I was enjoying their sermon, and I know that what they were saying was not for me. What kind of nonsense? When I heard God, and please, if you don't hear God, don't run, because you will suffer. Don't let your flesh talk to you. You will suffer. But if you heard God, I said, number one, and which is the truth, I really had no business. And like I say, I have no business being a Christian. This way, no. But because God, in his infinite mercy, he intervened in my life. He stopped me in my track. And all I could say was, mercy, please have mercy. I knew I was at the end. I'm infinito. He restored me. I got up. I was in the campus. I looked for Bible. I was ashamed of big Bible. Small Bible I put in my back pocket, my jeans pocket. Carried it everywhere. Then one woman in the dark, I was sneaking out in the dark to go to fellowship. I wouldn't go early. One woman that was selling coke for us. And we see us when we're carrying women, and they said, Mr. Taiwo. I said, how did you recognize me in the dark? Everybody was walking past. And for no reason, simple and law. I said, people are going for lectures, are going for tutorials. How can you be asking me about my law? He said, in law fellowship. Jesus, I said, did you see Bible on me? Why are you shouting Jesus? She must have been a woman of the spirit. She was telling us coke, and geisha, and gari. When we would have used less of our money. And she was praying for us. All of us are Christians today. Yeah. Why am I saying this? I had no business being a Christian, but I met him. So there's nothing any man can do or say. What? That will impress me like he did. I will find a man. I will never find a man. I know. In Jesus' name. He impressed me. Oh. I vowed. I followed him. They were laying hands on us to get Holy Ghost baptized. I didn't. I wanted it. I really wanted it. I didn't. And I thought it was fake. He cornered me. I was in my bathroom. Alone. I was just thanking him that, why you didn't leave me for 4 years? You kept on following me. Why me? Why are you so merciful? Why? At that point, I was lost for words. I started crying alone. Papa. From inside me, it came like an eruption. Boom! I was like, Shakotu lama, la 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 la. I said, because of my Baptist background. Now Baptists speak in tongues. It has been agreed and allowed in Southern Baptist Convention. I said, no. I kept it. But I still wanted to say thank you. And he checked out my mama. He just went. So when I went to fellowship, they said, following, I kept quiet for a while. At the end of the day, I called one brother. I said, come now. Is it possible to speak in tongues when nobody listens? He said, yes, now. He said, the house of Cornelius. So who will now come and tell me that all these speaking in tongues, please, here, yeah. I say, please, shut up. I beg, shut up. I forgot this in the Yoruba proverb. It said, where I met with Jesus, was somebody that said, where I met with him, he said, he cannot take two people. You can't be coming and he coming and you meet. No. He collided with me there. It was either I entered him or he entered me. I met him. So why would man? Why we? But haven't you suffered losses? Haven't you suffered me? Hey! Don't pray for my own challenges. Because except for his grace, you won't survive it. I mean it. And God knows I'm telling the truth. Don't pray to face the kind of challenges I faced in my life as a Christian or as a minister. But for his grace, you will not survive it. And I'm saying that the reason I'm standing here is his grace. And so that's why it does not matter. That's why scriptures like this are very important to me. No man is able to stand against all the days of my, as long as this work of God, no man in the name of Jesus. I know. What if you die? Big deal. You think God will allow me to die before my time? The God I met? Of course I will die. But not after I've finished it. And I will say like Paul, I don't know whether to stay or to go now. But you see, I've run the race. It's when you don't know who you are and who he is that you'll be afraid of the death. You run away. Let the red day. And you'll be bragging death over your life. Who, if they don't repent, the rest of their lives, they'll be running from death. Because the wicked will be fleeing when no man will pursue him. That's the Bible. Except they repent. Then they will see peace. So what was God doing here? He was steadying their minds. And yet, most of them didn't get it. In Acts, you read the book of Acts. I think it's chapter 7. I won't read it. Read at home. 7:39 in the book of Acts. He said, because several times they returned in their minds to Egypt, so they never entered the land. Promises of God are good. But how do we relate it to your mind? Vis-a-vis your mind, where is the promise of God? That's why the Bible says that keep your mind with all diligence. I finished though. But one more thing. See, what is it? Let this mind be in you, Jesus sustained his humanity by his mind. He knew he was God. You could have, hey, enough, I'm God. But in his mind, no, I must be a man for this 33 and a half years. I must be a man. Though I am God, I must be a man. I am a man, son of man, son of man, son of man, son of man. You hear the son of man, son of man. If he says son of God, when he says son of God, it let him know that, look, I'm the son of my father. But he kept on relating to them as man, man, man. He kept it there. In the same manner, you may be a man. You are a son of God today. The psychology is the power of the mind. Power of the mind, they call. The mind is either fed by the word or by the spirit. Mind, no mind generates its own. They will teach you all through suggestion. Say, this says this, 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 and then you believe it. Because as a man thinker, so you belong. What are they saying? Where are they getting the information from? But I'm made of my mind. My life is hidden with God in Christ Jesus. I know. And I tell myself that all the time. Can't you see your future is wonderful? In spite of your surrounding. It's because of who you are in Christ Jesus. Is somebody hearing me? Is somebody hearing me? So if then you are raised together with Christ. Hey, 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 hey. What does he say? Says what? Seek those things which are above. How do you seek them? Set your mind. Your mind could think of other things, but set it there. You will see yourself rise above. You will see yourself take control. You will see God manifest in your life. You will see the devil fleeing for you. You will see you in charge in Jesus' name. Now, it is natural to say what is wrong and what they are doing wrong. I run into that problem all the time myself. But please, don't let it take you over. Always remind yourself who God has made you. He said, look, do not conform, but be ye transformed. How will you get transformed to becoming who he has made you? By the renewing of your mind. What is renewing? Keep re-educating your mind constantly of who he has made you. The renewed mind's thoughts begin from the finished work of Christ. And then it flows from there. I see you on top. In the name of Jesus. I see you more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus. I see you as the light of the world. In the name of Jesus. I see you prospering. In the name of Jesus. I see you head and not tail. Above only and never beneath. In the name of Jesus. Paul says, it is in him I live, I move, and I have. I'll be shaking your hands from place to place. In and outside the church. In and outside the country. Because you can never be beneath. In the name of Jesus. I will always find you in the place of authority. I will always find you in the above place. Because that's who you are. That's who you are. That's what God has done. You will not die before your time. You will see your children's children. That's what the covenant is all about. Many will through you come into the kingdom. Because they would like to be like you. And when they come there, they realize, oh, it is Jesus. Oh, yes, it is Jesus. Lo, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in mass. For I have touched
the hem of his garment,
and his blood has made me whole.
What is the thing that seemed impossible in your life? Because today is turned around. Open your mouth and declare it now. 60 seconds. I say in the name of Jesus, declare it now. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. If you dare, you will see what I'm saying. You will testify. In the name of Jesus. Quickly, 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 quickly. Open your mouth in the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because God is in the turnaround business. 430 years, over 4 or 5 generations, one day everything turned around. I say your turnaround has started in the name of Jesus. It's not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. I declare by the blood that he shed on Calvary, in the name of Jesus, I say turn around in the name of Jesus. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again forever in the name of Jesus. I say rise, be healed, prosper in the name of Jesus. He is more than able. He's not a man that should lie. Open your mouth and declare, 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 declare in the name of Jesus. If there's any prayer, say, God, give me the grace, grace to trust you more, to take you at your word. You will never lie. Glory be to God in the highest. Father, we give you praise in Jesus' name.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.